Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we introduce tools that will assist you in discovering and embracing your own incredible truth, value, and worth. These tools are designed to empower your journey to living a more mindful and purposeful life, and when applied to your life experience, they will guide you to live as the beautiful, perfect, authentic essence that is you. Thank you so much for being here today. We're back again with the conclusion of our Three Buckets series. It's been a wonderful ride. This is the fifth show of the series. And this entire series has been based on the work with the same name from our guest, Carol Egan. Our five-part series has been full of value-adding content from Carol, and I know that I have benefited tremendously from it, from this information that she's given all along the way. I hope you have as well. Carol's knowledge and ideas on wellness will serve me, and I hope all of you as well, for a long time to come. For those of you who have missed a show or two or four, here's a brief recap of what we talked about. In our first show, we began the series with a talk about mindset. We then turned our talk in the next week to nutrition. The following week, we came in with some talks about exercise, which in all honesty changed my whole mindset. See, there we are back to mindset again. Changed my mindset about exercise. And then the show after that was about mindfulness. Now, this is a common topic here on Life's Toolbox, but it was really great to hear ideas and thoughts around mindfulness from a source that we hadn't had before, being Carol. We are able to expand this topic and this discussion around all of them. And I've been so grateful that Carol's been here to do that. So anyway, if you have missed any of those shows, like I said, one, two, or all of them, go to the Life's Toolbox show page at www.empowerradio.com, and you'll be able to find all of the shows there in the archives. So if you're going to do like me and listen to them again, that's a great place to go, or if you need to hear them for the first time. Okay, that brings us to today's show. You may notice that these different buckets fit together very nicely, and sometimes they overlap. Sometimes the presence of one bucket benefits another. For instance, it is good to have a great mindset in order to be mindful, and mindfulness assists mindset, and they both assist nutrition and creating an exercise process that works for us, and on and on and on. The stuff just all flows beautifully together. So today we are talking about how they all fit together. We're going to kind of recap them all, and basically we're going to let Carol guide the way when we bring her on here in just a moment. But those of you who have been listening to this series may feel like you already know Carol, and I certainly understand that. If you haven't had the pleasure of listening to her insights and wellness, let me just take just a very brief moment to tell you a little bit about her before we begin. Carol Egan is a Cornell University-trained executive health coach and founder of Immersion Health, which is a company that specializes in corporate leadership and wellness trainings. As a member of Forbes Coaches Council, Carol has created and led wellness programs and workshops for C-suite executives at Travelers Insurance, Keller Williams, ESPN, J.P. Morgan, Dana-Farber, GE Capital, and many other Fortune 500 brands. Through her programs, Carol has helped hundreds of executives transform their minds and bodies with simple and sustainable strategies for healthy living. After working with her, clients are no longer satisfied with the status quo of low energy, foggy thinking, and dull performance. Instead, they want to create healthy habits that result in increased energy, mental clarity, and emotional balance. Carol is a regular contributor to publications such as the Huffington Post and Forbes magazine, where she writes about nutrition, wellness, and strategies for peak performance. I plan on Carol being a regular contributor here because she has much more to talk about than what we've already had on the show. And Carol has spent more than 25 years studying and leading authorities around the world on the benefits of clean eating, inner balance, and living with purpose. You can learn more about Carol at her website, which is www.carol.com. Egan.com, and we'll have her repeat that and tell you more about how to connect with her later on in the show. So with that, let's go ahead and bring Carol on. Carol, how are you doing today?
Hey there. How are you today, Kenny?
Doing great. Doing great. It's so good to hear your voice again. So
yeah, it's great to hear your voice again too, Kenny.
Yeah. Well, okay. So we're here to wrap up, and I kind of told what we've talked about, but if you could start us off, could you just give us just a brief recap of the three buckets that we've already talked about, and then we'll get into how that all fits together and how they aid in overall wellness.
Sure, Kenny. So when I put this little formula together, I just kept, you know, working with different clients and noticing, how can we create healthy habits that last? And so we know that food alone is not enough, because we all know what to eat, but we don't eat it, or we don't do it. And so then, so the first bucket is the nutrition and exercise. And that is to bring in more oxygen and energy into the body. The second bucket is the mindset. Because if we don't have the right mindset, it doesn't matter how much we know. The contrary kinds of ways of thinking, the not open ways of thinking, our mindset can and does impact everything. But what I like to say is, so if we are mindful alone, it's just not enough. There's a lot of people that can be caught in the world of, let's say, spirituality or more education and more learning, but mindfulness alone is not enough. I say that they work synergistically together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure what you wanted me to say about each.
No, that's good. I love what you're saying about mindfulness is not enough. It's almost like I heard a line in a song that talked about, if prayer were enough, we wouldn't be where we are. Mindfulness is the same way. If we get stuck in just the learning part of it, it's like putting the tool on the shelf. We keep learning how to use that tool, but we never pull it down to use it. So all of these are kind of that way. We've learned some great things. You just mentioned that we all know how, well, we all have a pretty good idea of how we're supposed to eat, but we just don't do it. I've got my hand in the air. I'm guilty. I understand that. Well, that's why this is all so great that it works together like it does.
Well, you know, Kenny, one of the things that I would love to say as we're wrapping it up is, let's think about one of these, and I won't name names to cause trouble, but any of these big name weight loss groups, you know, these counting numbers and, you know, all of this, all of these groups, people go and they do lose weight. And why do they lose weight, Kenny? It's because they're in a calorie reduction program. So they are going to lose weight. They're eating less food. They're eating less high caloric food. But they're not necessarily healthy food. So that's why these companies are thriving, because people leave without all of the right tools. They falter. So now they've got to go back to get, you know, but they keep looping around, and this is where you get discouragement and frustration. Why can't I stick the course? Because unfortunately you didn't do the necessary work to make that healthy habit last.
I have an aunt that is heavily involved in one of these programs you're talking about. And she does really well as long as she counts those numbers. But sat down to eat dinner the other night, it's been a while now, but we sat down to get to dinner together, and I was shocked at what she was putting into her body. Yeah, it was just tiny little portions, but what she was putting in there was doing her no nutritional value whatsoever.
And so you know, that's right. And that is going to keep her body sick. And when there's imbalance, we have food cravings.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
Yeah, that's folks, our bodies will work when we feed them the right things.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, they will.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, I love the what you were talking about on exercise, too. I keep coming back to that one. And the one thing that you mentioned more than, you know, that gave me the aha moment was the fact that the exercise oxygenates the body. You know, I'd always thought of exercise as a way to lose weight, tone muscle, period. I never thought about that benefit. I don't think I'm alone.
Well, you know, cool thing, so look at that, Kenny. Yeah. So the thing is, Kenny.
Yeah.
You could see somebody who, we need healthy tissues. We need healthy muscles. We need healthy cells to build healthy tissue. We need healthy blood, healthy cells to build healthy tissues. You know, the thing that we want to remember now is our brain is tissue. Our heart is tissue. You know, some of those are kind of two organs that people put the most emphasis on. But they're not going to work if they're not made of healthy tissue. And they cannot be made of healthy tissue and cells if the digestive tract is off. So when we exercise and bring in more oxygen, then we're going in and burning up toxicity and bringing oxygen to bring life and vitality back too.
The composition of our body.
Yeah. This brings me in the thought that just came in as you were talking there, that makes this three bucket process or material that you've presented here. The thing that makes this so incredible to me is the fact that I kind of knew a lot about most of what we talked about, but it wasn't until we started putting them together that I became mindful about what was happening in exercise. I became mindful about the healthy nutrition that you talked about. It wasn't until I started doing all of that the mindset literally started to take change in the direction that served me. So that brings me to how this all fits together, even deeper. And I'd like to go deeper with that if we can. So how... when you're working with your clients, how do you assist them in taking this deeper, in empowering the mindfulness and the mindset, and how do you work with them to make it all work together? I guess would be where I'm headed with this.
So let me say, this is how I start with every client. I do an assessment of where they're at in every area of life, because if you're really stressed in one area, you could be working really hard in another area, but almost kind of circumventing your own efforts because you're stressed out about this other thing that you say you don't want to give any time or attention to. So I help clients because, see, we want all disease, all cravings, everything is a sign of imbalance inside the body. But an imbalance inside the body can also happen from outside the body, the imbalance in our life. So I would say that to you, Kenny, let's say I'm talking to just you, and of course the listeners climb on board. You want to look at all areas of your life, and look at the areas that you know you might be in the world of self-care, honoring your life. Where are you out of integrity? And so I will work with each client to help them identify the weak links and what can we do to help them get stronger, because that's where you always want to start. Of course, clients come with particular interests, so of course I'm going to follow that as well. But identifying what you want and where you're weak. You have to remember that health and well-being is a holistic endeavor. When I help people identify what their weak link is or what they most want, then we start adding in practices and daily rituals that help them develop a strength or confidence in this particular area. So let's say, for example, I start all clients out with taking out inflammatory foods. But not everybody is ready to take out all inflammatory foods at one time. And so I challenge them to start with two or three and, for example, lean into it. So let's say, Kenny, that you eat as a typical diet. In your diet, you have gluten, dairy, sugar, caffeine, and alcohol. So I might say to you, Kenny, can you take out this, this, and this? And so you might go with one of the things that would challenge you and two of the things that might be easier for you. So you balance it out. So I get people started with the food thing. But then, of course, we want to look at the mindset and mindfulness. Do they have, so for instance, let's say somebody has an anger issue. Now, you might not think of that as health and well-being, but it might show up in your world of health and well-being because you might, that anger might be like, absolutely not. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do exactly what I want. It kind of ripples out into your life. So, for example, I have a client that I will give exercises to challenge him to look for opportunities to be generous, to be kind. And see, the more that we counter our shortcomings with a strategy that, you know, is the opposite of it, then you're going to start training yourself. You know, the anger is one example, but let's even say you have a story. Carol, Americans don't eat like that. I'm not going to do it. I can't do it, even though you know you want to. So we're going to just look at opportunities for you to say, getting healthy is fun. I love getting healthy. And we're going to use exercises and, again, daily practices to reinforce that. Because, again, the knowing is not enough. It's the doing that helps us, you know, who we're being. Can we be open to training our mindset to think about this differently? And I told this story at least once, if not a few times, but, you know, I was living in Boston and I was living in a studio apartment with a kitchen about the size of a closet. And I didn't care. I said, I'm going to create this as fun. And that was a whole new evolution of my get healthy game. And that I would want to say that to you and to the listeners, Kenny. So you take on some of the things I recommend, but be clear that every step forward is better than no step forward. Don't get discouraged if you're not ready to take it all on at one time. You're going to just continue.
Yeah, that brings up a great point. You know, some of the people I work with and myself included have a kind of have an all or nothing mentality. And it's like, if I can't do all of this perfectly right now, why bother? Folks, do bother. Do take those small steps, because no matter whether you can do it all at once or not, you still have to take the steps. So might as well get started with something healthy and positive and moving you in the direction of your desires. I had to drop that all or nothing mentality because it was not serving me.
Yeah, it was Lao Tzu who said, we all know this quote, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. You can't go from A to Z without the incremental steps it takes to get there. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you, this is a quote, and I don't know if I said it at all during this series, but Darren Hardy, editor of Success Magazine, has a quote, and it's perfect. Small, smart choices plus consistency plus time equals radical difference. So you just choose one thing that you can do consistently over time. That is habit creation. Then you nail that down. I'll, you feel confident, take on another.
Yep. I love that nowhere in there does it say hard, difficult, or any of the things that we tend to believe we have to do to succeed. It talked about small, smart choices, not hard, difficult ones.
Exactly. You know, I have a, I say this, and I'm a tough love kind of coach, because clients come to, you know, get particular results from me. And, but I just got a text from somebody and she was like, I'm so excited. I'm really embracing this lean into it with you. Like, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Mm-hmm. I don't need to do it perfectly today, but I can grow and develop. And she knows that's why she invested in the 6-month program, so that she has me there to. And so if you can't have a coach to support you on your journey, then you just cling to that credo of small, smart choices, mm-hmm. plus consistency, plus time to create the results you want.
Perfect. Perfect. I'm a firm believer in that the journey is the most important part of the destination. Yeah. I firmly believe that how I experience and participate in the journey greatly affects what it's like once I get to that destination.
Yeah.
And you know, that's what these small, smart steps are all about. They create the behaviors that get you through if a hard and difficult time does approach. So, I love that quote. So I had a question I was going to ask you, and it has just gone right out the window. So I guess I'll have to bring you back sometime and we'll ask the question. The thing I wanted to ask, we're almost out of time again. If you were talking to a client who was considering starting a program with you, what would you say to them, about why this is important? How does this affect the rest of their life? You know, it's easy to see how it affects your nutrition and your health and your physical and even some of your mental well-being, but how does it affect your experience of your day-to-day life?
So I'll use some real-time examples. Well, I have a client that just said to me, Carol, I've wanted these results for 30 years. And so imagine you wanting something for years and then you having it. Imagine what your life would be like if you had a result that you most wanted. Now, let's say somebody is naturally short. Well, they can't hope to be tall because it's just not their genetic makeup. But they can hope to be their very best self. So the question then becomes, What becomes possible when what you've most wanted is a reality rather than a wish or a dream? I have a client that put autoimmune disease in remission. How can life not be different? I mean, I could carry on about me all. I could carry on about me all day, but I have a client that was, you know, reduced her insulin by 70% in 3 weeks. How can you say that life is not different then?
Isn't that beautiful? I mean,
yeah. Life's very different because your body exists in a different way now. And of course, if you're healthier on a cellular level, it's going to affect you mentally and emotionally and spiritually. Science.
Yeah, and that brings us right back around full circle. All of these things affect each other and benefit each other greatly. Carol, I hate to say this, but we are out of time. So before we leave, please tell our listeners how they can connect with you and follow your work.
So my website is Carol Carol-Egan.com. Carol-Egan.com. And, you know, if they were interested, I do have a few, you know, free resources that they could sign up for and, you know, just start, as I say, leaning into it. But, you know, I have a robust blog post, you know, plenty of free information right on my site.
Yeah. And folks, please visit there. She does. I've been there. She's got some beautiful resources for you there. Carol, thank you so much for being here for these last 5 weeks. I look forward to you coming back, and we will certainly make that happen. But thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And folks out there listening, thank you for listening in today. Be sure to join us next week as we take on a totally new subject. Not even sure what that's going to be yet. I've got invitations out to another guest, but we'll see what happens there. I want to invite you to follow Life's Toolbox Facebook page, where you will find daily affirmations and links to this show and all kinds of other goodies there as well. Also, please visit my website at www.kennybrixey.com to find out about my books, personal and spiritual growth workshops, coaching programs, corporate workshops, all kinds of good stuff there as well. Stay tuned there to find out more about this new workshop that we just ran the launch on this past weekend called Empowered From Within, and we look forward to bringing that out to the public very soon. It's a transformational journey within, and like I said, it'll be coming out soon. My deepest gratitude goes to Brent Carey for creating this amazing resource for empowered living, which is Empower Radio, and thanks to my producer, Mark. He is doing an amazing job for this show and others as well. He's a great member of the Empower Radio family. Folks, until next week and beyond, allow the three buckets to elevate wellness in your life. Make choices that serve your well-being, and have a great week. Love and peace.